Good morning, I'm Brigadier General Evan Pettis, and I'm the commander of the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing. I'm here today with Technical Sergeant Frank Bolanos from PSAB Fire, or Prince Sultan Air Base Fire Department. And we're gonna talk a little bit about what Technical Sergeant Bolanos and his team do for the men and women of the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing and our joint partners. So, Frank, how long have you been doing this business?
So I've been in for 15 years now, sir.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Did you always know you wanted to be a firefighter?
I didn't always know I wanted to do that, but the moment that it did come up, my recruiter was like, how about firefighting? And I said, absolutely, let's do it.
Yeah, have you enjoyed it?
I have.
Well, tell me, you know, I think all of us have an image in our mind of what a firefighter does, but tell me a little bit about your typical day out here in the deployed environment.
So our days out here were very similar to stateside. We come in, we do roll call shift change, we do our truck checkout where the firefighters, we all go out, we check our personal gear, we check the fluids on the vehicle, make sure we have enough agent on the truck. And then from then, it just pretty much rolls into training and exercises, lean into lunch, and then more classes after lunch until we have our workout time.
You know, that's one of the things that struck me most, watching how our firefighters work, is you're not, I mean, you're out there for quite a while at a time, but you're not sitting idle waiting for something to happen. There is a constant routine of maintenance, whether it's reactive or preventative on the equipment, of training, of exercising. So you guys keep really busy.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about what's the training like?
So our training is very dynamic. We have to prepare for everything. We don't know what we're going to encounter. That's probably the most fun part about our job. We don't know what's going to happen at any given moment. So we will practice structural evolutions where we will take a building, we will hide dummies that we have, the mannequins that weigh usually around, we have variants from 160 pounds to 220 pounds. We will put them in there, we will have our crews respond out to the facility, pull lines like everything's combat speed, like we're going in on the real thing, searching the facility, locating and extinguishing the fire, pulling out victims, and then pretty much terminating the incident after that.
And you know, we like it when your job is boring and it's about training, but your job is real and very serious, you know. So you see people sometimes at the absolute worst moment of their lives, or at least our firefighters do. What are the emotions that kind of go through your mind associated with that?
Well, I know when the bell goes off, my brain, over the years I've learned to switch completely logical side because I can't make sound decisions off emotion. So I have to be able to take in all the information of what's going on and remove emotion from it so I can make a best decision on how to mitigate the situation and really help someone out. Usually the emotions happen afterwards when we are back on the truck on our way back home. That's when a lot of times we're having those conversations with each other like, wow, that was crazy, or that was really awesome. That's when it's kind of an overpour of emotion, and it's just mostly excitement and then kind of the adrenaline. Really just starts to settle. But a lot of our table talk after the dinner conversations is really where everyone kind of hashes out their emotions about emergencies or stressful situations.
One thing that struck me is I got to know the military side of the civil engineering squadron and the firefighting arm in particular, is how much we rely on you for incident management. You know, you are our trained on-scene commanders. Is that a cool part of being the job? That's got to be incredibly stressful.
Yes, sir. That has been one of the things that when I was an airman, I was like, I do not want to be that guy. I do not want to be that person filling that seat, you know. But as I've evolved and trained and learned and was mentored and brought up by my leaders, I love that part. The incident management portion is probably the most fun. I don't get to do the cool guy stuff anymore and go into the facilities, but I'm outside really just managing my team and making sure that they're doing all the correct actions and making sure that they're safe while they're doing it.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate the skill, the knowledge, and the capability that that emergency management on-scene command training brings to our combat fighting capability when it comes to fighting a base in an environment where lives are at stake, right? Or in an accident. Well, let's talk about the kind of airman on the line action pieces. So they wear a lot of gear. How much does all that stuff weigh?
Usually about 60 to 70 pounds. It's quite cumbersome.
60 to 70 pounds.
officer.
Wow. And how long do they have to get it on from when the bell rings?
So as soon as that tone goes off, you have 60 seconds to put on all that gear. It does not matter what you're doing. You could be usually in the latrine, you could be sleeping, you could be FaceTiming with family. 60 seconds, have it all on the truck, ready to go.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You practice that a lot too, I think.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, hey, tell me, is there something that I didn't ask you about the job that you want people to know?
I think one of the most interesting things about Air Force firefighters is that we are the only DOD entity that does it all when it comes to our job. Our sister services, they learn pieces of the job as far as firefighting goes, but we are taught in structural firefighting, aircraft rescue firefighting, technical rescue, hazmat, and also an EMS.
That's right.
Yes, sir. So it's very, very versatile.
I saw firefighters responding to an airman that was under a little bit of heat stress yesterday at a formation that we had, you know, because it's Saudi Arabia, it's April, but it's getting hotter every day, and you know, we'll see those heat stress incidents,
yes,
and it's
sir.
Great to have those EMS trained firefighters on the scene whenever their help is required. Well, hey, Frank, I can't thank you enough for what you and your team do here for Prince Sultan Air Base. It's been fun to sit out here at a COVID-safe distance and,
yes, sir.
And talk a little bit, and I look forward to seeing you around the yard.
Yes, sir.